Argue, argue, talk, 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 exaggerate, argue, pontificate, argue, just talk, shut talk, talk. Why won't you listen? Argue, why shut, won't you talk, see? I know the story, just listen to me.
You're better off when you're spouting off. And now, here's your host, Karen Cataline.
Ah, what a wonderful week it has been. It is our 84th show, September 24th, 2019. Breaking news all over the place. And I'm jazzed beyond belief for all kinds of reasons. Number one, we just passed our two-year anniversary with BBS Radio. I was just talking to my producer, Doug, about that. Proud to be a member of the talent, the on-air talent at BBS Radio. And what a list of guests that we have had on. I don't know if any of them, well, they're all wonderful. Wonderful in so many reasons. They bring different sensibilities, different points of view. And of course, as you know, if you've been listening to this show, I enjoy arguing. Argue, argue, talk, talk, talk. That's what I do. But today we have Judge Jeanine Pirro, who will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And at a time that is filled with breaking news, the Democrats and Pelosi are getting roped into impeachment, impeachment. I'll betcha Judge Jeanine has a few choice thoughts about that and about so much else. But in the meantime, I want to tell you a little bit about what I've been up to. Not only do I have a new blog post up at www.karencataline.com. I write so many. I write at least once a week, sometimes more, depending on the situation. And let's see, I think last week I did write two, if I'm not mistaken. But this one has to do with the linguine on the wall, and that has to do with what I hope we'll be talking with Judge Jeanine about, which is that no credibility, no amount of failure and lies and false accusations can deter the left from continuing to try to destroy and impeach Trump. And so far, it seems to keep strengthening him. I think a case could certainly be made that Trump recognized just how deadly impeachment might be to the Democrats going into the 2020 election, simply because he read Pelosi's tune and tea leaves, which isn't really hard to do. Pelosi was trying everything to get her squad and all the other far leftists, and she's a far leftist too. Let's not make any mistake about it. It's just that the other far leftists are younger and possibly dumber than she is, although I hate to give her too much credit for being smart, but savvy she is. She's been around a long time, and she never wanted this impeachment. And yet, at broadcast time on September 24th, we are waiting at about 5 o'clock when we're off the air, in which they will be making another announcement that they're going to institute formal impeachment hearings on Donald Trump. This is what the left wants. This is what her minions and the base that they created. I like to always use the analogy of the Jurassic Park that they created. And now the dinosaurs are after them. And they're saying, well, you created this hysteria. Now it's your turn to come through. Well, you know, they haven't come through about anything. Everything they said has been a lie. But with the help of the lying, excuse me, that lost some effect, lying media that will carry the water for the left, no matter whether it drives them into the swamp, they're already there. They do it. That's what they do. So, I'm hoping that Judge Jeanine will have a few words about that. So we're watching that. I have the TV on in the background. But there's something else that I wanted to bring up that I just couldn't let go without a rant, without a spouting off rant. And that has to do with yesterday at the UN, a 16-year-old Swedish girl with a long braid named Greta Thunberg, and that's how you say her name. I looked it up. Greta Thunberg gave a speech about climate change. Over the weekend, while I was participating in a glorious rally to support ICE, and that was led by Michelle Malkin and many of the local talk show hosts here in the Denver metro and northern Colorado area, there was this global climate change protest. You know, the left loves to protest, and we're way behind the times. If we want to deal with them, I'm sorry, but that rally to protect, to stand by ICE was a reckoning, at least in the Colorado, in the state of Colorado, that we have to take to the streets too. Because when we do, we force the police to stop sitting on their laurels and worry about being bullied into not doing their job, which is what one of the things the left tries to do. And we also stand up and applaud law enforcement for doing that job. And we give a voice to, you know, the 70% or so rational, sane human beings who know that this is political nonsense. I think that the radical left, which has pretty much taken over the Democrat Party, has completely listened to all their own press. They do live in an echo chamber. And they don't have anybody telling them any different. They have lulled themselves into the belief that everybody agrees with them. Everybody believes what they believe. Everybody's terrified that they're going to die tomorrow. Anyway, back to Greta Thunberg. You can tell I'm a little fired up today. So Greta Thunberg gave this speech, and I paused before I said speech, because it wasn't a speech as much as it was a diatribe by a 16-year-old harridan who's bossing the rest of the country around. And she, too, I think, is a creation of leftist ideology and leftist politics that builds children up into adults and wants to tear adults down into childhood. I've been saying this for a long time. I'm going to keep saying it because I think that it might be a slightly esoteric idea. The fact that this intergenerational role reversal is what the left is famous for. And they've been doing it in a thousand different ways. Nothing has ever been so incredibly obvious as the intergenerational role reversal of a 16-year-old girl sounding like trying to sound like Albert Einstein or a chemist or a meteorologist with the kind of hubris and the only word I can think of is grandiosity that has been drummed into her head, that she's so danged important that she knows everything, when really all she's doing is regurgitating the claptrap that she's been told. Do you think for 1 minute she understands what she's being told? And yet we are asked to believe that this little girl is some kind of a climate genius. Nonsense. Even the people who believe this climate change socialist agenda insanity. And I can tell you why it's insanity, because I was never good at science. I'll tell you why. Because whenever there is a disagreement, whenever there is evidence to the contrary, the biased, agenda-driven left wants to demonize the messenger. That tells me immediately that this is politics and not anything else, nothing more. So let's listen to our first soundbite. I was preparing this for my great producer, Doug, and it was really hard to even listen to her because of the smug arrogance and the tone of her voice. But let's listen to cut one of Greta Thunberg.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Un-freaking believable. I heard this, and I almost jumped right out of my skin. She shouldn't be standing up there. You're darn right. This is exploitation. This is arrogance of the left, that they think that we are so stupid that they would use this symbol in order to shame us into giving up our economy, giving up our prosperity, giving up our freedom for a socialist utopian nightmare. And then she says she has stolen dreams and stolen childhood. That's the first thing about which I agree with her. The left has stolen her dreams, stolen her childhood, because they dare to use her as nothing more than cannon fodder. This little girl believes that she's going to die in 10 years. She believes in that we are facing mass extinction. That is only the idea of a little girl who has the luxury of being indoctrinated when she doesn't have to worry about food on the table like generations past. It is amazing that when Idle Hands, I guess I remember Music Man because I did that show forever and ever and ever. You know, Idle Hands are the devil's playground. So when you've got people from a rich family, and this is the flip side of the left, if you're a rich leftist, you don't get held accountable for your wealth, right? Who can sit around and arrogantly dictate to the rest of us about how dare we ecosystems. You think this little girl knows what an ecosystem really is? They bill her as a climate activist. And guess what? By the way, Fox News actually apologized for one of their hosts for calling her I forget what. You know what? If she wants to play on the big stage like David Hogg, then she ought to be willing to take the slings and arrows. In my opinion, she's being used not all that different than Desmond, the 11-year-old drag queen. It's despicable the way the left uses children. That's all I can say. Remember years ago when they said, it's for the children, it's for the children. Yeah, it's for the children to be used and abused and thrown away because they don't care about these children or their childhood or their individual growth or development. Oh, don't get me started. I'm started already. Let's listen to the second clip of this delightful little girl. Cut two, Doug.
Popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control. 50% may be acceptable to you, but those numbers do not include tipping points, most feedback loops, additional warming hidden by toxic air pollution or the aspects of equity and climate justice. They also rely on my generation sucking hundreds of billions of tons of your CO2 out of the air with technologies that barely exist. So a 50% risk is simply not acceptable to us, we who have to live with the consequences.
Unbelievable. Okay, so as quickly as I could write it down, because I wanted to write it down as I was listening to it, even though I've heard it before, I'd like to unpack this just a tiny bit in our time. I've got some time before our wonderful guest, Judge Jeanine Pirro, joins us. She says, tipping points, feedback loops, and climate justice. I don't know. You think she wrote this? Do you think she knows what tipping points? Maybe someone told her what tipping points are, but feedback loops. Gee, and if you look at the video, and you should on YouTube because there's a whole bunch of them, you can see her reading it. She has a lovely enunciation. I love her accent. It's quite lovely, even though she's Swedish. She's obviously British trained in the education system, and she has a sweet little face that twists up. I'm told that she's got Asperger's, but I don't know. All I know is she's being used. She's being used. She's being exploited. Not anything different than David Hogg. David Hogg, and part of the way you use and exploit kids is to build up their self-esteem beyond all reason. I mean, in years past, when kids were educated and intelligently brought up, they were given a certain amount of respect for other people's knowledge and intelligence and experience. Respect was real important. Maybe, God forbid, a little humility to think that maybe at 16 years old, you don't know everything. But this kid has been led to believe, you can just tell, that she knows it all. Why? Because she soaked up the propaganda at a formidable age when it was easy to do. And that's why the left goes after children. Not unlike, I shudder to say it, Hitler Youth, the same thing. Indoctrinate the young and you'll own them forever. Unless, of course, when they're 75, they realize that they've been used just like a cult. We have one more soundbite to play for you, but we have to take a break. So we will be right back with the third installment of just a short clip of Greta Thunberg talking to the UN, telling us all what terrible, awful people and how dare we live our lives the way she does not approve. Okay, so we're going to take a break right now. Karen Kettleen spouting off, and I'm spouting off today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you self-employed and unable to afford health insurance? There is a solution for you. My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent, and I work with health shares, which are typically 35 to 50% less expensive than traditional health insurance. Give me a call at 970-515-6882 to learn if these options are right for you and your family.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Karen Kettleen, we are back, and you're listening to Spouting Off, the trademarked show called Spouting Off, in which we spout off about just about everything. Today, it is a very, very busy news day, and we will be having in just a few minutes, about 10 minutes or so, a little less, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who will be with us. She has a very tight schedule, but we hope to be able to speak to her for about 10, 15 minutes. She has a new book out, really exciting. I love her titles. They're always alliterative. Let me see if I have her title real quick here so I can tell you, because that's part of it. You know, you gotta tell her about the titles. Where is it? I'll tell you later because I can't find it here. Where is it? It is Radicals. Wait a second. Can you believe that? This is live radio. Radicals, resistance, and revenge. Kind of like what's happening today with the impeachment. Anyway, We are going to go back to this Greta Thunberg one more time just to hear the last piece de resistance. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I confess. All I had to do was look at that face, you know. It's theater. It's political theater, and the left loves political theater. But don't ever think that there aren't victims to political theater, because this is a tragedy. This is a tragedy. And yes, she really is having her child robbed from her. But it isn't climate change that's going to do it. It's the politically motivated, politically virulent, hateful left that doesn't care about her future. They don't care about her ability to develop naturally and to decide what she thinks, and maybe even to understand science herself without being rewarded for being this media icon. I guarantee you she'll be a media icon. She already is. Right now she's going to be another David Hogg, and I see a pattern here. Let's see, we'll have a climate change teenager, and we're going to have a take away your guns teenager. We're going to have an LGBTQ teenager, and every one of the pet issues that the left loves, take away your guns, $15 an hour teenager, we'll have one of those. And don't think for 1 minute that this is not intentional. We have a caller on the line, so I want to get to her, but let's just listen to this third soundbite before we take our call. Go ahead.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable, and you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is. You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Wow, what an arrogant... We're not mature enough. So we have a 16-year-old pipsqueak telling the rest of us we're not mature enough if we don't accept the socialist ideology that she has fallen prey to. How about that? We have Dawn Marie on the line. Welcome to Spouting Off, Dawn Marie.
Good afternoon, Karen. How are you today?
I am spiffy. What you got on your mind?
So I am having some connection problems with my phone. So I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm having trouble hearing.
Yes, I can hear you.
You though. Okay.
Why
good.
Don't you say what's on your mind? I can hear you, and everybody else can too. Yeah, go for it.
Perfect. These clips, I didn't actually watch it, but what you're saying about her being so arrogant, and this girl has some amazing training in speech, and I can't really blame her, but her handlers and her parents, how dare they? She keeps saying, how dare we, how dare they? And she's actually standing up there, and you're right, cannon fodder, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. And it's fairly obvious. And here's another thing, Dawn Marie, that the left does. When they do something so outrageous, or they say things that are so outrageous, like for example, Beto telling us that, hell yes, I'm going to take away your guns. Well, number one, who died and made you God? But secondly, we are not supposed to say that the emperor has no clothes. We are not allowed to say that this little girl is being used and exploited. But of course, here on Spouting Off, we're always going to say what we think. And we're not allowed to say that Beto is yet another slightly older pipsqueak who thinks that he has the right to tell the entire world what they will and will not do in order to protect the lives of their family and themselves. I mean, hubris doesn't even begin to talk about it. Your thoughts?
And I couldn't agree with you more. And what is so fascinating to me, I'm going to go back to what you said earlier when you were talking about the ICE rally, is we need to learn how to tell our stories and kind of they're winning. So why don't we do what, why don't we follow their winning strategy? And, but we're not going to have protests. I like the fact that we use the term rallies.
we can do what they do
in a way, but take back the language.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. For our listeners outside of the local area of Colorado, out of Colorado, there was, and I alluded to it earlier, a huge rally led by Michelle Malkin at the very ICE detention center where a Mexican flag was hoisted. A blue, thin blue line American flag was defaced and put back up, and an American flag was taken down. Now, I wrote a blog about that in which I said, that's tantamount to conquest right there. I mean, that's warring actions right there. And so there was a huge debate about whether a counter-protest of those anti-ICE people should have taken place. Many people were scared out of going. I went. I was honored to sing. And I think we're entering a new day in which we absolutely must stand up, because when we do, they finally realize that there are limits and boundaries, and we're going to put them up, not only to our borders, but to our tolerance of this kind of misbehavior and this kind of lawlessness. What do you say? I only have about 2 minutes, and then I got to let you go. But you're just a wonderful caller. Call Spouting Off anytime.
Well, thank you. And my, I think we need to do that more and more. And I appreciate people overcoming whatever fear they might have experienced going out there, because it would have been scary. I live too far away from there to have participated, but it was so refreshing to see people actually standing up for those who serve and protect as much as they possibly can every single day. And thank God for people who overcame that fear and stood up and said, yeah, we support you.
Right. And we were standing for many, many more people. Thank you for the call, Dawn. We were standing for many more people out there who couldn't be there, like Dawn Marie. I think the people, not only the law enforcement officers, were very, very grateful, but I think it was a way of thanking them for doing the right thing, because they get bullied too. And they have been bullied. Started around the time of the Obama administration, which they were bullying cops, saying that they were racists, saying you can't trust them, and saying that, I mean, this is merely more political bullying that's going on here. We have to take a break because we're going to get ready for our guest, Janine Pirro. Thanks for the call, Dawn Marie. And we want to take more calls here on Spouting Off in future, so we'll give out the number more often, and you are welcome to call from anywhere in the lower 48. In fact, even Hawaii and Alaska, as far as I know. So you're listening to Karen Cataline and Spouting Off, and we will return, hopefully, with our guest, Judge Janine Pirro, right after this. This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening. And if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off. And we're back. This is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio Station 1. We are still trying to get a hold of Judge Jeanine Pirro, and she has a very busy schedule because she has a book out. We hope we'll get her. We got her for maybe about 15 minutes, but until then, I'm going to just keep on going. Hopefully we'll have her, because I promised. I like to keep my promises. But this is, after all, live radio, so hopefully we will have her in a bit. I was watching earlier Fox News headlines, and here was just, this was great. This was just beautiful, delicious headline. We have concerns about Trump. So at 5 o'clock today, let's see, it says here, let me look at the headline. Formally announced. Pelosi expected to announce formally announce impeachment inquiry at 5 p.m. Eastern. Well, duh, is anybody shocked? We're not getting her. It looks like we have the wrong number. That is not good. Doggone. We may not have her after all. She's here. Yay. So we have concerns about Trump. I just want to finish what I was saying, and then we'll bring on Judge Jeanine. Does anybody in their right mind believe that they are just beginning to have concerns about Trump? I mean, come on. That's bizarre. All right. I am delighted. I mean, first of all, you know, our little show is spouting off here, and yet Judge Jeanine will talk to anybody anywhere. Judge Jeanine Pirro is a highly respected judge, former district attorney, elected politician, sought after legal commentator, author, and author of a new book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. If I read her whole bio, I won't have time to talk to her, so I think I'll stop there, except that she won an Emmy, and she's got tremendous chutzpah, and I can say that because I'm Jewish. Welcome to Spouting Off, Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Well, I'll tell you, today is a perfect day to be on your show.
Yes, it is.
Spouting Off is what I'm ready to do. I'll tell you, when I wrote Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, the left's plot to remake America, I talked about the radicals and their resisting our putting the president in the White House and resisting everything that he's done ever since. But this takes the cake. I mean, the fact that now they're going to start a formal impeachment inquiry because they don't like what the president apparently did, according to a whistleblower who wasn't even on the call, that 25 other people were on, when Joe Biden, which is amazing, admitted to the world that he withheld money to Ukraine because he wanted a prosecutor fired who was investigating the company his son worked for, I mean, which is about as criminal as things get. And yet, oh, nobody cares about that. It's just Joe, but let's go after Trump. Look, the left has been trying to get him since the day he was elected. And from the insurance policy from Strzok and Page and all that other lunacy to the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation and Jim Comey and his fake dossier and the corruption in the FISA court. And even after the president ended up being exonerated in the end, you know, it turns out there's nothing there. And they still want to go after this president. It is unbelievable. And now they want Ukraine as the reason to do it. They'll do anything to get rid of him. And I have a prediction to make. They're going to shoot themselves in the foot. This thing is going to backfire, and there's nothing that they can do.
No, I couldn't agree more. And I think Trump continues to best them. It drives them crazy. Their head explodes, and then we get to see who they really are even more. What do you think about the theory that Trump did it on purpose so that they'd have to talk about Biden?
No, look, I believe Donald Trump wanted to run against Biden. Look, that guy didn't know what state
he was in. Oh, I'd love to
see
that. I would love to see that.
At any given point, literally or figuratively, he didn't know what state he was in, and most days he's not, his tissues aren't connecting. So, I mean, that would have been popcorn worthy, I'll tell you. And my frustration really is that these people are not working for the American people. We are all so fed up with them going to Washington and playing their ridiculous games while this president has brought us an economy that we haven't seen in half a century and never in the history of this country for African Americans, Hispanics, and Asians. I mean, this is unbelievable. And, you know, I hope that Americans remember this when they go to vote, not just for the president, but for everyone, whether it's school board member, local DA. It's time for these people to stop with their nonsense. They don't want us to have free speech. They don't want to give us the presumption of innocence. Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, last week it started. We're going to impeach him. Oh, but there's no victim. Well, that doesn't matter. We got enough accusations. Let's just impeach him. These people are sick. They are sick. And I've had it. And today is the perfect day to have me spouting off, because this is disgusting.
I love when you spout off, and I love watching you spout off every Saturday night when you're on Fox News, and for you to make time for us is wonderful. You know, I put out a blog post about this very thing, about Stormy impeachment, rah, 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 collusion, obstruction, sis, boop, bah. You know, what bothers me more than anything else, Judge Jeanine, is that in any other environment in life, when people get lied to and people falsely accuse others, they have to own up to it. When you willfully mislead the public, you have to own up to it. When you never, and sometimes you never get your credibility back. But this bunch, they keep going on as if nothing they've ever said has been found to be bald-faced lies. That's what bothers me.
You know what? Speaking of bald-faced lies, I mean, the first person, the image in my mind is Adam Schiff. I mean, that guy was tripping over himself to get to every camera to say that Donald Trump was a Russian asset and a Putin puppet, and that the Russians had their fingers on the scale, and the only people who had their fingers on the scale were Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe and that whole crooked bunch. And I worked with Jim Comey. I mean, I was the elected DA when he was the United States Attorney. Our offices were next to each other. He is one smart guy. Why do I say that? I say that so that you focus on the fact that this is a guy who knew exactly what he was doing. He knew what the rules were. And I was a judge. And if you brought a request for me to violate someone's Fourth Amendment right and issue a warrant to wiretap them, you better be damn sure you got the goods. And when they didn't have the goods, they didn't care. They went in with a political document paid for by Hillary Clinton And they, even in their text messages, said to each other, well, maybe we should have a dinner party with a judge under, talk to a federal judge under cover of a dinner party. They are so corrupt and disgusting. And they are convincing people that they are the clean ones when they are the opposite of that.
Yeah. Isn't that insult to injury? And I've had a theory for a long time, Judge Jeanine. I would love, it's pretty basic. It's pretty simple. All roads lead to Obama. That's my whole theory.
Okay. Well, I say it in the book. Pick up my book. I say there is no way Barack Obama did not know about this conspiracy. First of all,
no
Brennan was his guy. And Brennan, as I talked about him and Liars, Leakers, and Liberal, was chief pond scum. Okay, you want to clean the swamp, start with Brennan. Okay, and any counterintelligence investigation, the White House had to be involved. So don't tell me he didn't know about it, or at the very least, with a wink and nod, approve it. And that's the least. I agree with you totally.
And that when we start talking about Obama, there's two things that I think about. One is that it is possible to corrupt an entire agency simply by the appointments at the top that you make. The rank and file can be doing their jobs and thinking they work for an honest organization like the CIA or the FBI, and all you got to have is a Comey and a Clapper and a Brennan, and you can corrupt the entire agency. And now we're seeing, only thank God that Trump is president and not Hillary, we're finding out that that's exactly what they did.
Yep, that is exactly what they did.
I mean, we wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. But for Donald Trump, we would not have known of any of this. And holier than thou, Jim Comey, and the people in the FBI behind his back called him Cardinal Comey because he was so pontific. All the time, and he's got this, this kind of, I care about you, I worry about you, and he was just the opposite. And what we're seeing now are Jerry Nadler, who has always hated Donald Trump. I'm from New York, and I know that. And you've got Adam Schiff, and then you've got this clown car. I write about them in the book of 20 Democrats. They all want to impeach everybody. Let's impeach Brett Kavanaugh this week. Let's impeach Trump. It's unbelievable. And when you have Deborah Messing from Hollywood saying, I want to out all the Trump supporters a la McCarthy, no one says a word. No one says a word. It's like, you're never going to work in this town again if you commit the crime of supporting the president. This is an outrage. It's an outrage.
And I can't wait to see your show on Saturday. I promise to have you out in a short amount of time. But just because I like to be positive, and that's tough sometimes, but one of the most positive things is we got Donald Trump in the White House. The question is, in order to, we're watching all this in plain view, Judge Jeanine. What do you think, other than Trump being Trump, that the rest of us have to do to be able to support him in turning this thing around? Because there's no load to which they will not sink. And we got to know what the strategy is to fight him.
Well, I think right now the only strategy is to make sure that we understand what's required of us in 2020. But even before then, and I want to make one reference before I go, and that is Andrea Ocasio-Cortez was supported by the Democrats, Socialists of America. They are electing socialists all over this country. They want to upend our economic system. You've got to vote in every race, school board, so that these kids aren't brainwashed with this nonsense that they're buying into. And that's the most important thing we can do. But I appreciate your having me on the show, and I got to run. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll plug your book.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Godspeed. Thank you. I'm going to tell you about her book right now, and then we're going to go to a break. Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. And even though she can't hear me, thank you, Judge Jeanine Pirro, for coming on a little internet show called Spouting Off. That shows what a neato person she is. She'll talk to anybody. Of course, I will, too. And I don't think I'll ever be at that stature. But whether I did or not, she's a good role model. She's a good role model. Talk to everybody. And so we're going to take a break, go out, run out and buy her book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, and we'll wrap up the show, Spouting Off, right after this.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askauntemma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askauntemma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
So here's the joy of talk radio. I love live talk radio. You know, it'd actually be a little more convenient for me to tape this earlier in the day, but Doug works so many hours, I hate to have to do that and change our time zone, our time frame. So we like to broadcast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Eastern. But I was talking to Doug off the air about that last interview with Judge Jeanine, and I said, hey, Doug, you want to come on the air and tell us what you thought? Because he wanted to tell me. I said, well, tell everybody what you thought. So welcome to Doug Newsom, my producer, and head, one of the heads of, there are two heads, two twins, two bodies, but two heads of BBS Radio. Welcome onto the air, Doug Newsom.
Karen, what a superb interview.
Well, thank you. Well, she was easy to interview. You just let her go. You know,
I just thought the questions were right on point. the emphasis that you put on the fact that you have these political organizations. Well, we call them political now, but these organizations we so love and trust, and now they become politicized and are even criminal. And I think to myself, if the Democrats do win the election, you know, what's the average American to think when you have such a criminality involved at this level of government? I mean, it's almost as if I think to myself, and I worry about the younger generation, but I think to myself, if this was allowed to continue, what sort of state or country will we truly have into the future outside of just socialism and a government that takes almost everything they can from everybody they can, but the sort of lawlessness that we're going to have when we don't hold these people accountable. And
well,
what you said was so true. You know, there has been no accountability, and we're seeing that. Your average person with any brains whatsoever sees that, and you wonder, what will the future be like under a Democratic rule? And it scares the bejesus out of me, I got to tell you.
Well, you know, because you're smart enough to be scared The only thing with which I would take some exception, and that's only because I love to disagree, it's in my genetic makeup, is I would reverse what you said, and not apart from socialism, the lawlessness. What I think is that the lawlessness is in the service of socialism. Know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that all of this dismantling our country, turning our values and our principles and our laws and our rule of law, everything this that has made this great United States of America the exceptional country that it is being turned upside down, is under attack. Anything that we hold dear is under attack, from our history to our Bill of Rights, every single one of our Bill of Rights, to the open borders that people are openly advocating for. It's all, if you connect the dots, that was my speech on Saturday at this rally. If you connect the dots, it is all in the service of socialism. And socialism is evil because it erases individualism. It elevates only the state as God. It erases God and erases personal responsibility. And that's why all this insanity seems so insane to us. It is insane. It's like saying from now on, 2 and 2 is 6, 4 and 4 is 9. And you're going to accept it, or we're going to bully you into it and take away your livelihood. That's what we're watching today. And that's what scares me most.
And can
it be
changed?
How many people get it?
When a country moves down this path, and, you know, I love to see this. It happens almost in every country. When they don't get their way, they just bring it back another day, right?
That's
right. You know, it's like the Bragg eggs say, well, you know, you can vote. Now we'll vote on it again, vote on it again, and vote on it again until we change to what we want. So what do you expect in the future? I mean, even let's say Trump does win the election. You still have this element out there that wants a socialism so badly that they're prepared to turn our values upside down. And I keep thinking in my head, well, if they're pushing this hard, even after the term of Trump, they're going to continue to push this sort of agenda. And that worries me.
Well, let me at least try to be Pollyanna for about 2.5 minutes, maybe less, because I do like to end on up notes where I can try to be uplifting when it's not disingenuous, when it's not a lie. And I think there is cause for optimism, maybe not optimism, but optimistic realism. Doug, and I love talking to you about this stuff. I could have you on more often because I don't like hearing myself talk. I like dialogue. So we may just have to do this a lot more often, Doug. You're not going to like it, or maybe you will. Here's what I think. You're going to be my sidekick pretty soon, which is great. I mean, you're there all the time. So come on, we'll do it. Here's what I think. As much as I was sure this country was over during the Obama years, I did not think we could survive such a corrupt socialist pro our enemies element. I won't go any further than that because most people know what I'm trying to say there. And yet, just like Purim, just when you think you know what's going to happen, all of a sudden a Donald Trump comes along. And it's even okay to wax a little bit, you know, spiritual here, and say that, you know, God isn't done with this country yet, or we wouldn't have a Donald Trump. And one of the reasons Donald Trump is there is to lance an ugly, infected wound. One of the reasons it looks so ugly and terrible is because you're in the process, and it's painful, is it's always painful to lance a wound. We're watching, disgusting analogy, the pus come out because Donald Trump is forcing it out. And what is out in the public, like toothpaste, doesn't go back in the tube very easily. God willing, he gets another term, he will do more of the same. They will keep going after him because they never, ever, ever apologize or accept that they're wrong about anything. So I think with another 4 years, you're going to have more and more people coming into the light and recognizing what's going on.
Or,
do I think we're out of the dark? Heck no, I don't.
What if we have a pendulum swing so far to the opposite direction that the right actually takes on characteristics of the left? Madness, to to create their agenda?
Well, that's a really wonderful question. And I don't think, first of all, I think that there's been this false dichotomy that somehow the middle and the moderate is the principled place to be. But the middle and the moderate has moved so far to the left that now just being a constitutional conservative is considered radical.
Right.
So I really think that just to be a constitutional conservative, if we hold fast to those principles and we realize that our brilliant founders gave us a guidebook to go by, and if we could continue to have a resurgence of that, I'm okay with that. I don't think that the religious conservatives of today, Christians, of which I am not one, want a theocracy in this country. They've been too supportive of religious pluralism. And that's how my people have become, you know, flourished in this country, Jews who are a tiny minority. So if we could just return even a little bit more to constitutional conservatism, and frankly, we're the frog in the boiling water right now. So people are jumping out a lot in order to recognize that something not good is happening. A lot of people are watching the insanity on the left and saying, well, I can't vote for that. So anyway, you are the best. You're one of the best sidekicks I ever had, because I never had
Karen.
A sidekick. And I love talking to the producer. I love talking to the engineers all the time. And you got some great ideas. We're going to do this more often so that I don't have to hear myself do monologues all the time. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I love your ideas. And of course, I love your network, because you double duty and triple duty and quadruple duty is building this wonderful station, BBS Radio, that we all get a chance to spout off on. Well, at least I do. So I'm going to wrap this show up and put this one in the can. And then, of course, Doug is going to put it together and make it sound even better than it did the first time. So again, thank you, Doug Newsom, for being my producer and giving spouting off wings to do what it does best, which is to spout off. If you'd like to join my website and see what I'm up to and what I write about, www.karencataline.com, on Facebook, /Karen Cataline, or @Karen Cataline. Twitter, also, same thing. Know how to know my name? Just go to my website. You'll find all of my stuff there. I will be playing a replay show next week, and I think we may just have to replay some of Judge Jeanine next week, because it'll be the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and out of honoring Rosh Hashanah, I will be not working on that day. And so, tune in next week when there will be a whole lot. Oh, first, I got to thank the multi-talented guy with the IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And he is my husband, and I'm proud of it. He is truly the wind beneath my wings. Tune in next week when there's going to be a whole lot more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.